When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Monday in Creighton?
Well, he will be available for banking, but he's in studio preparation. They're putting a studio in the bank, and so he's in preparation because he now will be in a split screen with Mike Pereira for all of the rules.
Pereira?
Yes, Pereira. For all the rules definition. So he will
she
be.
Did?
Yeah, they're going to go to him. So
really?
All of a sudden they go, there's a rule situation, and they go to.
Pereira and
Steve, there'll be a split screen. Split screen.
What do you think about that one, Shindaddy?
Shindaddy, what do you think about that one?
So they can kind of bounce things
back and forth and do some stuff there. So
Shindaddy knows refereeing at that level.
At that level, he does. He knows refereeing at that level, so he knows So he's in training today, but they're putting the brand new booth in, and so he will go to the bank on Saturdays and be part of this with Pereira.
Pereira, well, other dice too.
Pereira.
He works a lot,
but Fox needs him, and so he's.
Is it Pereira or Ferreira?
It's Pereira.
It's Mike Pereira.
Okay,
Mike Pereira.
No
yes,
F.
Like that.
No F.
I'm not real sure. That is one thing that is. That's why they need Shindaddy Lou Al Schindler so bad to help with this, because Pereira, like that when he comes on, it's hardly really worth listening to. He's very knowledgeable, but usually it's just like. It's like, he first of all, he'll do everything he can not to disagree with the officials. He'll do everything he can to be like, that's like part of the code. This part of the code. Like, I can't all of a sudden. Sometimes like, well, I don't know. You know, like the one, I thought it was, like I said, Nebraska again, I thought got a good call on the, out of bounds call on Heinrich Harburg late in the game.
Oh.
Even Pereira's like, yeah, he didn't make the line to gain. It should have been 4th-and-1
okay.
at that time. But. And it didn't look
like
they didn't
overrule first down the field.
But Pereira, I mean, Pereira, is that right?
You got it, Mike Pereira.
I'm working on that. But when those guys come on, they're just going to be so. I mean, it's like 90% with the official.
Well, so are you saying Shindaddy might be a little bit more apt to take on the refs?
He'll take on. I think with that, it's now a little bit more of like a someone that's not as tied to it.
But he's a very diplomatic sort.
Yes, he won't be. He won't go off. He won't have. Jake hands going, you know, during the time like that with that, and when he gets going,
I'll take
with
that. It's fine.
Yeah,
Jake hands
yeah,
is perfectly that. Fine for me.
But he'll be involved. He'll be very involved on all live TV coverage.
Quick question off subject: would Shindaddy? I typically use the word. I have gone into these quick stops and said 3 or 4 times. I got caught on again yesterday. I always say, "Where's the cash machine?"
And the ATM.
Yeah. Is it ATM or cash machine?
It's an ATM.
That's what
technically
always,
ATM, but I've said cash
machine. You say
machine.
Cash machine?
I've never said the word cash machine in my entire life.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are they confused when you asked?
Yes. There's been confusion in one person. There was confusion yesterday at Casey's, and they're like, what? Cash machine? And the older lady said, he means ATM.
Yes.
There we go. Thank you to Shindaddy.
I just wonder what Shindaddy was.
Midwest Bank for always
sponsoring. So he's helping out with that. So you'll see him live on Fox.
Pereira and yeah. Shindaddy.
Yes. Pereira.
Pereira and Shindaddy.
It's a P. Yeah. Pereira.
Yes. Yeah. Shindaddy and, yeah, with a P.
Yeah. We have a phone call to start the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah. We got a phone call from Tim. Tim has a problem and a question about Nebraska's time
management. All right, we're taking calls.
Management.
I like this.
Tim, you're on an early break. Go ahead, man. What's your problem today?
Well, yeah, I've been watching football for about 30 years. I've never heard a coach say, yeah, I need to milk a clock because I'm two touchdowns down. And so I listened to the press conference. Can you explain to me his reasoning at all? Is this logical at all? Bill, have you ever heard this? Or what's going on with that?
Yeah.
Thank you to Tim.
I mean,
you know what he's talking about here?
Yeah, kind of.
Explain it to me better.
I can't. I mean, Rule kind of said that we wanted to get everything right. We knew we'd get the ball with 2 minutes left, basically, or around there, no matter what. So they weren't. The problem was it seemed like they were taking too much time off the clock.
Okay, yes.
Moving the offense, moving too slow, wanting to score before 2 minutes. Yeah. It did seem like there wasn't a lot of urgency. Now, he did address it, and one thing he said was, well, we want to get everything right in those situations, and we knew inevitably it would come down to about 2 minutes. That's paraphrasing. Is that about right, Ben?
Was this the question about the pace of the last scoring drive? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I could play that. Go ahead, Bill.
And I understand what the head coach was saying, because at that time, it's like, no matter what, we have to get this score.
Right.
If we don't get this score, everything else is a moot point.
So
we've got to get this. Make sure we're set. We're very clean on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they caught a break. Nebraska, because if they don't have if they don't throw that flag when they stopped him on the fourth down, like fourth and one, the clock was rolling.
God, hold on, let me get.
And so that stopped the clock also. So that was an advantageous for Nebraska to have that happen. but I understand if fans looking at that being like, why are we not? You know, it's under 5 minutes. We're down two scores, and it doesn't appear like we're going very quickly.
Yeah.
So I understand that thought also.
Here's the quote from Matt Rhule.
Please help me out.
The pace of the last scoring drive. Is that what you wanted, Matt Rhule, from the post game on Saturday?
My philosophy has been in those situations, like you're in a 2-for-1 situation, so you want to score before the 2 minute. So at 4:38, I know everyone was kind of upset. The crowd was, I think at one point, try to get everyone to calm down. I understand why. But we knew, we had two timeouts. We had the 2 minute conversion. We wanted to get in the right plays. Again, some of those things, Ramir Johnson went down, Elijah Judy went down, the quarterback went down. So trying to get the right people in the game to run some of those red zone plays, was a little bit difficult. And then with what they do, right? You're getting up there and it's either cover two or zero blitz. So you're kind of having to check some things. So, but in the end, it worked, right? We scored the touchdown. We scored it with 3:20 left. We stopped them. They punted the ball back to us, and we had 2:30, and we had a chance to go down and score. And in this league, if you have the ball at the end with a chance to go score and tie or win a game, that's Big Ten football. And we just didn't make the plays once we crossed the 50 you have to make. And obviously that penalty was big.
Yeah, they scored with 3:57 left, so that made it 27-20. Took them 13 plays. That was part of the issue. And I did write down running way too much clock here, but he explained it. And they got the ball with 2:22 left at their own 19. Nebraska got the ball with 2:22 left at their own 19. And I thought it'd be a near miracle for them to score a touchdown the way things had gone. Like Bill said earlier, they needed to be perfect with Heinrich, with Heinrich at the controls. And Heinrich was fine. But it was
they went 11 plays in that final drive before the pick. 11 plays, 42 yards in the pick that ended it.
It was
off the ricochet.
Excruciating to watch. Yeah,
they Nebraska caught a break also on the illegal touching, which was a correct call. The tight end was covered up. There was like 36 seconds
defensive holding. Yeah,
and then there was a
last drive, right before
the interception. I believe it was like right before the interception.
Fidoni
was correct. Covered up. So it was a correct call.
That's right. Illegal touch.
But if they had been lined up correctly, it was a 5-yard gain and it's tackled, it would have been a 12-second probably to get another play. So the 5 yards for that throw, they got really lucky that there was an illegal touching on that play. If not, the clock is rolling. Mm-hmm. And that would have been very, very difficult for them. So they caught a break on that one.
When it comes down to Tim, some of what Tim's question comes down to me is everything is so hard for Nebraska to get the ball down the field. It's just really difficult. Like they don't have many options.
But we thought
it's just like pulling teeth to get it down the field.
But why is that? Because they
just don't have the playmakers, Bill.
They Jamal,
don't have
Jamal Hicks had 60-plus catches last year at Wake Forest. What's happened with him?
Well, I just don't get how he falls
off the face of the
plane. He doesn't beat man very well. Nehor actually had some catches in this game. He had 4 catches, I think, for 89.
Yeah.
Nehor got loose a little
on bit. 10 targets, by the way. 4 right. catches and 10 targets.
For 89?
For Nehor. Yes.
For 89?
Yes.
Yeah, Banks has not, in the last 4 games, he's done virtually nothing.
He had 60-plus catches last year.
Right. I would be interested to see what he faced and where he got those catches. How much were against man coverage is what I'm getting at.
Probably more free access throws. I know that Wake Forest was kind of they call it like a slow zone read. They would ride forever and then RPO off of it. And so probably a lot of RPO balls probably came from it, but I don't know that for sure exactly.
They don't, they just don't have a lot of guys winning. Now, Ben pointed out during the break that they did have some guys run open. You always have some guys running open. I mean,
yeah, if on both sides, if you said, well, they have guys running open, probably go back and watch UCLA and you'd say, huh, they had some guys running
open. They always have guys
running open. There's some things, different times that
happens.
But
they don't beat man very well. That's what it comes down to. And they don't run the ball very well. Okay. And they're not dominating up front. So why is it so hard? There's a lot of reasons, and they have a rookie quarterback that looks a little overwhelmed right now, and they don't exactly have Eric Bieniemy calling plays. So there's a ton of stuff going on right now that all adds up to God, it's hard to score, and we're averaging 14 points in Big Ten play, and it's rough.
That's the thing when you look at numbers now, and what Steve just brought up was the thing you want to look at because all schedules are different. But the only thing you can really look at to see where you're at is just look at conference play. Because conference play at least is in conference, where someone can have, you know, like Tennessee had Kent State, and they scored 77 against them.
Excuse
so your
it.
Points per game are way skewed like that. But if you go in the SEC or you go in the Big Ten, and you still can have the break in the Big Ten. And I would say Nebraska would be in the break area. Mm-hmm. No one looked at this schedule for Nebraska and said this is daunting.
No, it's ranked a little higher than you think, though, now.
Well, Indiana may rank a lot higher. Indiana
that's
rank
right.
a lot higher.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But anyway, no, they're not. It's a lot. So when you ask that question, just think about it. It's not that hard to figure out. They don't run the ball well. They're not dominating up front. They don't have guys winning on the perimeter. And our quarterback's flustered, and they got a suspect play caller. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. I mean, they're in trouble offensively. I don't see.
So their points per game is 14 in conference.
Yeah, I'll add it up. I think that's about right. I mean,
I'm just doing a comparison.
Just whip through it.
Doing a comparison for Jamal Banks, for example. Okay, Jamal Banks, the last 2 years before this, okay? 2022 at Wake Forest, 42 catches for 636. Last year, 59 catches, 653. This year, 27 catches with three games to go for 360 and two touchdowns.
Right. Hasn't been the year you thought he would have.
And the touchdowns were against... I can't remember that, but was it a UTEP, Northern Iowa?
Yeah, he was good earlier in the year. He hasn't done anything in the last three or four games. Yeah. I mean, virtually nothing.
Isaiah Nayor 2 years ago at Wyoming had 878 yards catching in 2021. 878 yards. Just this year, 408 with five touchdowns. He had 12 touchdowns that year in 2021, Isaiah Nayor. So these guys are capable. I mean, they've got capable receivers on this team. I don't think it's a talent issue. Like I don't look around and say, "Hey, like these guys aren't. Something's just not right." Whether it's just the routes or the coaching, I don't know what's wrong. But you can't tell me that the talent's not very good with what they've done in the past.
My counter a little bit would be, why is Nayor not at Texas?
He was at Texas.
Yeah, but why is he? Yeah, why is he not?
Texas
there?
is a top 10 team in the country.
Well, yeah.
But he was on the team.
My point is that, like what Steve's saying, is they let him go.
Right.
Because they wanted to keep him. Really easy to keep him. Like, no, you're not leaving.
Right. I mean, there's a reason.
It's a deep receiving core. It was a win for Nebraska.
If he was the guy that can make plays at the end, he'd still be there.
Sure.
I mean, he's a cast off. Okay, I mean,
had a very good school.
It is a very good school.
Yeah, 14.1 per game. 14.1 per game in the Big Ten. Okay, 14.1 per game in the Big Ten. How many games you gonna win?
It'd be hard to win any. It'd be hard. Would be
one. You know,
14 is not gonna win.
None.
Yes,
that's trouble. They're trouble. That's why you ask Rule. What's the way out of this? You got three games left. What is the way out on offense? Because it's not getting better. It's descending.
Quickly.
Yeah. So what's the answer? I mean, now, the answer, he can't. There's no magic here. I mean, there's no magic trick you can do. Sometimes you change play callers, though, and things get better instantly. Sometimes that happens. I'm not saying that will happen, but it can. That's why you change. That's why coaches make changes sometimes.
The last time Bill took
over the defense at Nebraska, it changed pretty quick.
It did right away.
It can happen.
Correct.
It does happen. I'm not saying that's the one thing.
Also, you don't 100% know what is going on with play calling and who is calling, because the brilliant anytime in my opinion, when you make that call of like, hey, we're firing the OC, we're doing this, we're making a change, we're going to elevate this guy. You don't have to say a word to the media. You don't have to say a word.
You don't.
You don't have to say anything.
No.
You have to say a word. Just let someone else call it, because you don't need that attention drawn to yourself. So you don't know exactly what's going on, what is being called, how it is being called.
Yeah, only the guys on the headsets know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the only people that know with what's going on and how it's being communicated with them. So anyway, that's the crux of the thing.
And now, Jake, I just disagree a little bit with the talent discussion. They're fine, but what do you think at running back? They haven't all
problems.
Big,
no, they
have an all not, Big Ten running back.
They're not good at running back. But whose fault is that? That's a recruiting error.
Yeah.
It's recruiting and it's development. It's a combination.
Right.
There's no passes for that. There's no excuses for that.
Right.
Especially when Google Me's 9-0 in his first year at Indiana. Freaking Indiana. James Madison, Ohio players. He's not bringing guys from Texas or...
No, Google Me's doing a good job.
Alabama?
Google Me's...
He's bringing the lower levels. They're 9-0.
Google Me got my attention this weekend.
And God, does he deserve it. He went to Elon.
Elon,
he went
James
to Elon,
Madison.
James Madison. It was like, he I got looked over all the time. So I just said, screw it. I'm going to go to Elon. I'm going to go coach football and be a head coach. I'm 63 years old. I'm going to go coach.
And he's doing something remarkable right now.
And he's got, talk about having the locker room. Wow, does he have the locker room?
He's got some guys. That's the thing.
Yeah,
guys,
he does. He's plural. Now he's got, there's no like this special magic going on.
No.
He's got players at each position, but he beat Washington 31-17 with the backup quarterback.
Mm.
You know how hard that is to do?
That's hard.
Really hard. Really, really hard to do.
It's hard, too, to go into East Lansing and push them around like that.
Michigan State crushed Iowa at home.
Right.
Crushed him.
Iowa just killed Wisconsin.
Indiana, I can't emphasize enough, 7 sacks, 15 tackles for loss.
15.
Come on.
Hammering. I mean, they rushed for a minus 26.
Minus 24. You went to East Lansing and did that?
That's insane.
Yeah, that's
and also
that's real.
And
that's
Jonathan
real.
Smith, really good coach.
Yeah,
not kind of like oh, he's okay. No, he's not.
Oh, he said we got embarrassed.
He's really good.
He said
really
we got
good.
Embarrassed today.
47-10.
Yeah. Nah, so I don't know the Nebraska. I don't know. Got to try to win with defense, but you're putting a lot of pressure on your defense right now, and they didn't respond.
No,
it wasn't like there was pressure on them in the first half. They couldn't get off the field in the first half.
No,
that was a big part of a problem. Like
so
Ben
many
pointed
third
out.
Down conversions off the bat.
Nebraska ran 3 plays in the first quarter.
Yeah.
they had an 8-minute drive to start the game, and it ended a field goal. It's a win for the Huskers to do that, to make it 3.
But. UCLA takes the ball, and I got to think that they just thought, we know what we're going to do here. I mean, guys, and my guess would be throughout the week, they said, hey, we're taking the ball. And we're gonna dominate the first quarter. I don't know that, but that's what it looks.
There's
like.
A theory to that, which I think I've talked about on the show. I've talked about sometimes what you want to do is, hey, let's get to halftime in the best shape we can.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take the first possession right there, and that worked out beautifully for them with 8 minutes in a field goal. That's still beautiful.
Beautiful.
But if you take the ball first like that, you're going to limit you're going to have one more possession. Yes, in the second half, it's different. I get that part. Everyone always thinks it's automatic that we do that. And so taking the ball at times is a brilliant decision on just clock management
and
what they wanted to get done.
And my guess is they felt like they had a good plan.
Yeah, I'm sure they felt like they had a good plan with what they're going to do. They were at a week
like,
off.
Looked like it.
And give the head coach and those assistant coaches a lot of credit because that was they came in. Their team was ready to play.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do that.
Yeah, and remember, there are 2 wins. That's 2 incredible wins. They fought back to beat Hawaii late.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beat them by like 3, I
16
think.
16-13.
Miracle win at Hawaii. They're behind the whole game.
Yes.
And then they beat Rutgers on the road. That was their 2 wins.
I mean, the Garbers is on a roll. I mean, he threw for 383 at Rutgers and ran for 48. Okay.
Yeah.
And 4 touchdown passes.
He was great.
He's on a roll.
He is playing good football.
He's a good quarterback. Mm. I mean, and they have some guys to throw to, as you would expect from a team from LA. They have some skill.
Yeah.
You know,
when you watch them run around defensively, they're very limited. Number 2 is a really good player. And that's about all I saw on defense. Where I was like, wow, that's
they're
really
not
special.
Great on defense, but they have a good rush defense.
I like the Schlesinger guy. Carson Schlesinger was a good player.
Yeah.
Walk
on.
15 tackles.
Yeah, Schlesinger's our best defender.
Was he the one that made the sack on Raiola?
He did have a sack in the game, yes.
If that was the one on the sack on Raiola, he did a nice job versus the running back. But they mentioned on air that he was a walk on. So that's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they mentioned on air that he
not
was a walk-on.
Schlesinger, but Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
No relation to
they're court, as Jake mentioned, they're the 13th ranked rushing defense in the country.
Yeah.
And they played
that's pretty
a good schedule.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah. And they've played some to be that good. Yes, that is solid.
That's also a first year head coach, Deshaun Foster.
Yeah. Impressive. He has him going. I don't know who they play next. Oh, they play at Penn State. Or who are they playing next?
No, Penn State is is Washington.
Yeah. UCLA.
Give us the rest of our schedule, Jake.
UCLA.
Go to Google.
I got it. UCLA will play.
Iowa.
They'll host Iowa.
Friday night.
Ooh.
That will be an incredible game to watch.
Ooh. Hawkeyes 6.5-point favorites in that one. Then they head to Washington. Then they host USC. And then they host Fresno State to end the year.
Interesting. Oh, you're right. Friday night seems like must-see TV.
You have to watch that one.
Oh, that's incredible.
Got to watch that one.
See how they come back from this.
Before I get to break, tomorrow is election day in this country.
Guess who's working it?
Applied Connective Technologies, because you don't want to hear what words tomorrow, Bill?
That the voting's been hacked.
You don't want to hear that? Applied Connective is on top of this.
We're not doing it. Not happening this time. They have flown people out across the country. They will still answer your call, but they have been dispersed.
They're busy.
They're dispersed.
They've been dispersed.
They're busy.
Across
the country. Yes. Yes. Across the country.
To the key states.
Private.
To the swing states.
To the swing states. Private jets.
They're not private jets.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're not just Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They're not the nation.
They're national.
The nation's tech partner. They manage everything. IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more.
It's a lot of pressure.
They're busy.
God, that's pressure.
If they don't answer, it's because they're busy.
But can you imagine them?
But please, go to the website, appliedconnective.com, or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation.
With all the stuff, it might be the first time of a true election. Yeah. It's because of what's happening in Albion. For what's getting done
with those guys.
And Columbus, yes. This is their chance. And hey, let me see your ID. They're checking IDs. They're doing
physical security.
Physical security. Yes. They're sending people out to check IDs.
They might need some physical security.
They will be
security.
The ones. I hope they take. They're the ones taking the ballot boxes directly to D.C. They're going to get this thing right.
In their polos.
ApplyConnective.com.
Great polos.
Great work. When we come back, let's talk about Indiana more and more of the Big Ten when we come back in early break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.